the last show, a big shout out to all the fans who stuck around after the big rebranding.
And nuclear annihilation.
And a warm welcome to everybody in this big, beautiful wasteland who is now turning to us out of desperation.
So for all those out there who care, we can still hear the mysterious noise.
Yep, weird, spooky, guttural creaking is still the word of the day.
And in other news, if you are alive out there, Wilson, you owe me $20.
Oh my god, give it up.
No. He said I'd die in the apocalypse. Am I dead, Danny? Because I don't feel dead. I feel like I won a bet.
And speaking of winning, we have some news for you all. The People's Commonwealth of Kenmore has officially declared war on Tower C of Bernstein Hall.
The studio has a statement from a PCK representative, Kaylee S. Campbell, regarding this development. Kyle Matthews, in room 1602 of Tower C, called the PCK an Orwellian regime of power-hungry psychopaths. That is inaccurate. We are dark Buddhist anarcho-capitalists, she said. The boss will not tolerate this sort of slander. As such, Tower C must be subdued.
The PCK Imperial Police were last seen sharpening machetes and chain-smoking in front of the business school lobby. We approached Kyle Matthews.
I approached Kyle.
For comment, and he said, and I quote,
"It's a false front, man. They really just want everyone to ignore what they're doing to the School of Fine Arts. It's an atrocity, man."
So, our reporter...
Me.
...then left that dangerous war criminals company and returned to the studio.
As always, we would like to thank the PCK for the water and food and general support they supply to the studio. There is not a doubt in our minds that this is a just war and that it will be handled with the utmost respect and justification.
We do have a brief message from the PCK, who would like to remind the city of Boston that the PCK is the only certified source of radiation-free drinking water. Any competitor-sourced or self-filtered water is dangerous, as all competitors, Brita filters, and Geiger counters are all in collusion with the mole people living in the tea tunnels. If you haven't turned in your monthly water delivery request form, you may continue to do so until the end of next week. The submission box can be found inside the lobby of the People's Commonwealth of Kenmore.
That's the Kenmore University School of Business, for those of you not familiar with the new KU area. It's the building that looks like something the world's most boring child would make out of Lego, just covered in concrete and spray-painted property.
Art! No request will be taken after the deadline. Mention promo code LASTSHOW, that's LASTSHOW, for a free water bottle. Water not included. And if you recommend the PCK's water delivery service to a friend, you can get 10% off on your next water delivery. This offer is valid this weekend only, and trust me, folks, you really don't want to miss that deadline. The water from the Charles is absolutely disgusting.
More news for you guttural creaking sound fans out there. We just got a call from a group of survivors holed out in the Starbucks by the Humanities Library. Apparently, they had to keep an all-night watch after they heard the mysterious sound echoing in the hallway. This is our sixth guttural creak this month, for anyone keeping track.
I asked them if it was possible if another group of survivors was playing a prank on them, but according to Jane Hollis, the group's scout, the only other person in the building is Professor Bellamy from the defunct KU Paleontology Department.
Take that, Wilson. Your least favorite professor is still alive, too.
Please stop.
And if anyone out there knows a Wilson Hannigan who's about 6'2 and looks like a scared deer who knows he's been beat, send him to the communication department, fourth floor.
And on the subject of Professor Bellamy, he would like to remind everyone taking PL 230 to read chapters 14 through 19 of Blackwell's Complete Taxonomy of Non-Trilobite Arthropods of the Arctic Circle for next Tuesday. He also wants each of you to write a 500 to 800 word response due the Monday before class. Be prepared to discuss these responses in your groups, because responses will be graded.
Whew, yikes. That's been like the only saving grace of this apocalypse.
Right?
Well, while you guys work on that, the rest of you can head down to Fenway Park this week for the next round of gladiator matches. Kraken Calvin Toothbash won last night's Featherweight Fenway free-for-all in an upset against The Razor. R-A-Z-E-R in all caps. It was a spectacle, I tell you. The opening matches were pretty good. Gabby Gladiator bit someone again. And Danny, you should have seen that title match. I have never seen two people wielding kitchen implements look that deadly. The masked reigning champ was so close to victory, but Calvin managed to distract them with a well-executed Fortnite dance, swinging the battle in Calvin's favor and leading to the biggest upset in weeks.
We approached The Razor for comment, and they said nothing while growling and swinging their arms wildly. And I am still 65% certain that The Razor is just three middle schoolers stacked in a trench coat.
They're up against Debbie the Defenestrator in the loser's bracket on Thursday.
Ooh.
If anyone's looking to see a former middle school teacher test out that theory.
Hey, Clay. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, no.
It is sinkhole time!
I think people are aware of them at this point.
It's a running story. We owe it to the people.
Should I start a daily update on the nuclear winter? You know, just so people know if it's still going on. Why don't we add in a weather segment while we're at it? Looks like we've got another stray day of snow, so make sure to keep those coats on. If you're new in town, just know the weather's been a little screwy since NYC got nuked. Tune in tomorrow for more of this beautiful, snowy, 40-degree July weather.
Are you done?
So where's the sinkhole this time?
Okay, so looters around the West Comav area have reported that a large sinkhole has emerged right where the pizza shop used to be. The sinkhole appears to be about 15 feet wide and 20 feet deep. And this is the third sinkhole reported in the area, so y'all should probably steer clear. This is the fourth sinkhole this month, and this is the closest one has been to the campus. So I would recommend that you guys...
Danny, were you expecting a letter?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that tax return. No, I wasn't expecting a letter. What do you mean?
Looks like we have a fan. Knocked and slipped it under the door. Your names enter here in my roll. Into the bliss of heaven you shall go. And on the other side, you are in danger. Leave.
Oh. Fine.
Real party. If anyone else wants to send us fan mail, just, slip it under the door. Or feel free to use the bathroom mirrors and write it in blood. Might as well commit. Do you know what this means?
Someone's planning on taking our skins and turning us into people suits?
If you're listening, Mr. Pen Pal, just know that I have been running low on moisturizer lately, and my skin is like the Sahara. It will probably flake right to pieces if you try and wear it, so might as well let me live.
And on that happy graphic note, ads?
Right, yeah, okay. Jerry Huang is looking for a roommate. He has a well-fortified camp in what used to be the university president's secret meeting room at 1 Sergeant Way, top floor of the administrative half of the KU School of Business. He's looking for a morning person who is willing to take up the morning watch, share in some of the cleaning, cooking, and looting responsibilities, and is proficient in firearms or composite bows.
He is also trading his Nintendo Switch for any non-expired EpiPens. Any interested buyers should contact him at 555-246-890. Text only. He also requests that buyers let him complete The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild before transaction. The game itself is not for sale.
If anyone's looking for an underwriting slot on our show, standard rate is 10 top ramen, 6 Easy Max, or a single box of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries. Think of all the tens of people you'll be able to reach in the greater Boston wasteland.
And in other news, Trevor the Tusk, last week's Survivor of the Week, is looking to put together a raiding party to get to the rest of the food in the Fenway Target. He says, I risked life and limb for the people's ice cream. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Sign on to the Target Expeditionary Force and do your part. He's looking in particular for people with expertise in trapping, cosmetics valuation, and being bait. If you happen to possess any of those skills or consider yourself a fast learner, the TEF may be for you.
I also hear you get to keep a commission of what you loot. Good gig. And someone has to do it.
Hey, Clay. Have you heard of any really impressive wasteland survivors recently?
Is this your segue into Survivor of
the
Week?
It's time for Survivor of the Week! We actually know this week's top survivor. Do you want to tell us a little about her, Clay?
Mirabelle Dorsey. Old College of Engineering. Good job.
The world ends, and you still can't forgive a bad day.
She pushed me in front of the tea.
And it's that same survival instinct that made her our Survivor of the Week. Clay, did you know that garlic is a powerful antiseptic? Neither did I, but Mirabelle did. And she's made it her apocalypse life's goal to make sure the whole city could have access to this life-saving medication.
Garlic?
She searched tens of North End eateries to find the intact balls. They're hard to come by, you know, with the frost damage and all that. And now she started a growing operation in the basement of the old life sciences department.
So if you find yourself making pasta...
Mirabelle's office hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. She can give you some cloves and teach you how to mix with water to make an antiseptic. Thank you, Mirabelle.
Any bocca al lupo.
What does that mean?
It's Italian, in the mouth of the wolf. It's break a leg.
Oh, fun.
Good job. And if you're looking for more tips on how to become a survival yourself...
Assuming you've got this far solely through wacky hijinks like us...
It's time for my survival segment. Survival tips with your boy, Clay.
It's been 8 months and you still haven't thought of a better segment title.
The fans expect it by now. Today, Claimers, we are talking about foraging. Are you sick of rat, squirrel, bunny, and spam? Then stay tuned. If you live outside the city, odds are you don't make it to the farmers markets often. You might have your own crops, but sometimes peas, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts get tiring, don't they? Danny, play along.
Oh boy, they sure do, Clay!
Well, do you like root beer?
No!
Well, luckily, sassafras root can be made into a tea that tastes just like your favorite soda. Just grind it up and brew it, and you're halfway to a float.
Wowee!
And Danny, am I alone in craving mint since all the gum went bad?
I actually do miss mint.
Well then, have I got the birch for you? Black birch twigs can be boiled into delicious wintergreen tea.
Oh my god, do you have anything that isn't a tea, Clay?
I mean, what more could you want? You need something to wash the rat down with.
I want a Coke or some grape juice. I haven't drank milk in 8 months. There's a lot more I could want.
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Sometimes people want things that are bad for them.
Like the lead singer of that shitty Blondie cover band we saw last month at the house show.
She looked just like Katie McGrath.
Bleaching hair is a waste of valuable bleach, you know. I just can't condone it.
On to what we've heard from the government this week. Nothing. As usual. We're all alone out here. No one is coming to save us.
Can we just establish that no news is good news in any case? Like, anytime you give that update, it bums me out. I can still hope that this whole agrarian society thing is just a phase, right?
DC was bombed.
We assume. Although, if you were trying to destroy the US, I'm not sure why you wouldn't.
I mean, some people probably hid in bunkers. They might not have resurfaced yet.
Do we want them to?
I mean, if they had the money and the insider knowledge to build and hide in a bunker ahead of time, they're probably complicit. So, yeah, no, never mind.
If you're listening from a bunker, then it's safe out here. Don't worry, please share your sugary cereals. And if you're listening from another country, please help us, if you exist. Danny, do you think that anywhere else still exists? Do you think there's any more radio stations, or are we what's left?
I think we've gotten dark enough for now, Clay.
What have you been up to in your non-radio time, Danny? I feel like I haven't seen you in a day.
I've been combing the building for any surviving movies, actually. I found a DVD and VHS player in the back room, and I figured that somewhere in this massive communications building, film professors probably had some good stuff lying around. Some of the easier stuff to find was shattered or stolen during the first wave of looters, but yesterday I actually managed to find the whole second season of Twin Peaks and a VHS of Titanic, but the whole strip's been, you know, pulled apart. So I'm trying to wind it back together without damaging it, so, like, fingers crossed here.
You're doing the Lord's work there. Thanks to you, the children of the greater Boston Wasteland will be able to see their first naked Kate Winslet.
Right, because you've been doing such a favor to society. Like, what have you been up to this whole time?
Oh, yesterday I got into an honest-to-God sword fight. Don't worry, it was only to first blood.
Good thing there are no cops in this godless wasteland.
So I was at the old Union Dining Hall, right? Tony the Weeb makes some great prison wine. Prison mead, I guess?
Oh, wait. Tony Turner? The guy who always wears the Miku hoodie?
Show Mr. Innkeep some respect. He runs the nicest establishment left on campus. Where do you think I got the rubbing alcohol for the studio first aid kit?
Yeah, well, back in my day, he sat at the back row of all my film classes going, well, actually, and bragging about the fact that he knows how to make prison wine.
So, I was nursing a glass of Tony's Evangelion blend, and Bibble came out to me. For any new listeners, Bibble is the guy who cleans the windows at the PCK. We call him Bibble because he owns a shirt that's the same colors as that little guy from the Barbie Fairytopia movies. And his real name died with the old world. Apparently, there's a caravan in town, and they've been making trouble. So obviously, I had to go watch the fireworks, so to speak.
I hate every single word you've just said.
Turns out the caravan was a troupe of performers. They specialize in Friends episodes. Personally, I wouldn't shell out a potato to see that, but some people miss it, you know? Beef. You know beef?
No, thankfully, no.
He smells like a fragrant stew. It's kind of reassuring. So he was being pushed around by Chandler Bing. Because Mr. Bing wanted the audience to pay extra for the good ending of the episode. Apparently it's one potato if Ross lives, three if you want to see him killed. Beef, rightfully, called this highway robbery, and that was where I came in. I took Beef's side, and Mr. Bing pulled a prop sword on us. Thankfully, I took a fencing phys ed class for half a semester before I resigned in disgrace, if you'll recall.
I do.
Beef, Bibble, and Bing brought blades to bear, and Clay clamored for a chair leg to use. I parried Danny, a real ass parry.
And?
Oh, and then the PCK Imperial Police who were at the show maced us all. The actors were actually really nice once we shared the common pain of being maced. They have a show tonight, actually. They said that they know a single episode of The Office. I'm hoping it's Dinner Party. That thing is a triumph of pure discomfort. You should come, Danny. And all of you should come, listeners. It's one of the abandoned multipurpose rooms in Bernstein Hall sometime in the afternoon.
Clay, that was really close to here.
It's probably just hooligans.
Oh, yeah, because that's a very common sound that humans make.
We can't stop broadcasting yet, Danny. People expect a solid half hour out of us, at least.
Take the field equipment, Clay. We don't have all day.
God forbid we manage to not see whatever made the noise. Don't worry, I'm coming. Everyone still hearing this? Nice, I think we're good.
Okay, we rat testing?
Arm the traps behind you. Last thing we want is a competing station.
Yeah, already done, and that can't honestly be your biggest concern right now.
The world has changed, and this is my role now. You can bet I'm worried about being cast back out into the job search. I don't even know how I'd print a resume.
There's such a thing as handwriting, man.
Okay, I definitely hate that noise. And you know I never learned how to handwrite. Be nice.
Well, you have messy handwriting. I'm pretty sure the employers of the post-apocalypse won't be that picky.
Bibble had to beat the old window washer in single combat for the gig. I don't think I could beat him one-on-one. Do you think it's a monster or something?
Is that a serious question?
Do you know for sure that the radiation isn't making normal animals into hideous affronts to nature and good taste?
You've been watching way too much Monster Quest.
You've seen the size of the rats in Alston. Is it that hard to imagine that, like, maybe a bear could have grown like the rats?
I don't know that, but there are no bears in Boston.
Black bears are indigenous to Massachusetts and are known to be spreading further east.
Clay, this isn't our old show. You can't just go around saying that sort of stuff. You'll create a mass panic.
Hey, I loved Real Spook Hours. It was the highlight of my week. And I always genuinely believed the things we talked about.
Like when you said we were going to interview the Dover Demon. Look me in the eyes and tell me you 100% believe that we would.
Look, all I'm saying is that we've heard about weirder shit than giant radioactive bears. The world was baptized in thermonuclear fire.
Such a poet.
All bets are off.
Well, I mean, this isn't Real Spook Hours anymore. We've got an actual responsibility to the real-life people out there trying to survive.
I don't think halfway finished film and communication science majors qualify us to teach people homesteading.
Excuse me? Films talk about this stuff all the time. Like, don't tell me that The Martian wasn't at least a little helpful.
I'll be sure to keep working on my advertising campaign to convince you to eat potatoes and peas.
Okay, no amount of good publicity is going to make their texture less unpleasant.
That's what they said about chia seeds and kale chips, and look where we ended up. Potatoes are the perfect food. You can survive off boiled potatoes for the rest of your life. Isn't that in The Martian?
Now you're just being annoying.
It took me that long? I think that's a new record. That sounds like the Earth ate some bad octopus.
Wait, is it just me or does it sound like it's coming from underground?
It sounds like, ideally, it'll be coming from far behind us as soon as possible. I don't want to be around when the Earth throws up.
Yeah, you're right for once. Listeners, breaking news from the communications department. We've got a new sinkhole on campus.
If you were planning on sending us mail, we will update you with a new mailing address ASAP. Because our old studio is just gone.
The Last Show is written and produced by Clay McDermott and Danny Roa. Editing by Danny Roa. The voice of Clay is Clay McDermott. The voice of Danny is Danny Roa. Music on The Last Show is composed by Danny Roa. Find the soundtrack on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/lastshowpodcast. Follow us on social media at Last Show Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. This podcast is affiliated with WTBU. Episodes come out every 2 weeks on Anchor or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want more WTBU content? Go to WTBUradio.org and click on podcast to see the latest offerings, or click on live stream to check out WTBU's radio shows, broadcasted live 20 hours a day, every day.